Friend of the show, Peter Fuller, coach of the Chattanooga FC, who since resuming play is off to quite the hot start, a 3-1 win over the Georgia Revolution and a 3-0 blanking this past Saturday night at Finley Stadium of the Savannah Clovers. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Guys, it's my pleasure. How are you?
Doing great. I mean, given you've been back a couple of matches and given that, like I said, the combined goal scoring and differential 6-1, has it gone about as well as can be expected given the unknown?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gone well. I mean, obviously, I think we've created a lot more chances than what we've been able to finish. But our focus since we've been back from the restriction portion of our training, and we've been able to get back and get into some contact, has been mainly defending. So I'm judging a lot of what we're doing based on how well the things we've worked on all week are coming out at match time, and I think it's gone well. I know every coach would say right now, I mean, yeah, we're a work in progress, all the cliches you want to throw out and everything else. I think we've done as well as can be expected given the context of the situation we're in right now. So I'm pleased with the results, and I'd like to see us continue to improve our performance.
Peter, there's been an adage for years in college football that a team makes its biggest improvement between the first and second games of the season. Did you see some improvement between your first and second matches?
I did, for sure. And I think that adage is accurate when you're talking about us. There was a big improvement. And interestingly, guys, we had worked on a lot of the same things for about a week and a half. And it was last Friday, we actually, myself and the staff, did a little bit of a tactical session with the guys before we went out on the field. We're just basically some X's and O's and what we're trying to get accomplished. And last Friday was a massive breakthrough, I thought, in terms of us starting to really get what we were trying to encourage the guys to do defensively. And it really came out last Saturday. I thought we did an excellent job. We really did.
You're listening to Peter Fuller, coach of the Chattanooga FC, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, you've got, like I mentioned, a 3-1 win over the Revolution, a 3-0 win over Savannah, 3 goals a game. When was the last time, if someone said, "Coach, you're going to score 3 goals," when was the last time you would turn that down going into a match?
Never. Never. I mean, listen, I've always thought my college teams over the years, I think we averaged about 3.5 goals a game. And I always feel like two to three could give you a great chance to win a soccer game. So, but I've been pleased with that. I do think once we start working on some of our attacking patterns and start getting into some of our attacking themes, I actually think we'll create more chances even than we're creating now. Whether that translates into goals, who knows? But 3 is a good number, very good number.
All right, and of course, your 2 wins recently have come with the familiarity of Finley Stadium. This week you're going on the road, Soda City FC in Columbia, South Carolina, for a 6 p.m. match this Saturday night. Let's go back to this world of COVID, because it's obviously a very real place. South Carolina's been a hot spot. You're going on the road for the first time. What is the itinerary there, and what are you guys having to do to make sure this team stays as safe as possible?
Well, guys, I would take up the entire rest of the time and probably the rest of the show if I went through every single thing that they're asking us to do. So I'll give you the major ones. On the bus, masks, social distancing, just one per seat. You have to keep your mask on the entire trip. terms of meals. Guys are there's no buffets, no going out for anything, no taking Ubers to go get coffee. Once we get there, you're in the room. In terms of roommates, normally we like to split it up a little bit and get guys who don't live together rooming together on the road to get to know each other and spend some time. We're having to put guys that room together in their apartment together on the trip. In terms of no malls, no once they're there, they're in lockdown. The food's delivered to their room individually with individual packaging, and that those are some of the major ones, and there's probably another 20 minor ones. So
wow.
It's real different. I always looked at both as a player and as a coach. I've always looked at forward to going on the road, especially the first time in a competition. It's a great opportunity for guys to bond, and that's kind of being taken away from us with a lot of the protocols that we have to go through with this.
Now, will you leave on? Are you leaving tomorrow, or are you leaving on Saturday morning? Given that it's a 6 p.m. match.
No, we're leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
We're leaving train in the morning out at Findlay, and I think we leave tomorrow from the stadium about 1:30. Actually, excuse me, from the apartment. So we'll get over there tomorrow evening. Probably stop on the way for a stretch, and probably arrive. Look at the arrival time of around 7 p.m. in Columbia.
Wow. All right, last question for you, and you've been great as usual. This team that you're playing, Soda City, tied the Georgia Revolution 2-2. Are you a big guy when it comes to comparative scores, or do you think that gets you in trouble?
Oh, it definitely gets you in trouble. I think especially in our sport. Soccer it can be so fickle. The thing is, teams can play a particular way to stop you from playing. And I have a feeling these guys will do that. It looks like they're pretty well coached. I watched them play. They played the first game at Assembly this weekend, and I watched them play, and they're well organized. They've got two or three guys that are quite athletic. So it's not going to be easy. I mean, and I think we're going to take advantage of the fact that we obviously are in the final next week, and we know that going into the game. So we're going to play some other guys, get some guys in playing time that haven't gotten much, or that we want to see in some alternate positions a little bit. So from that end of it, I don't really. I think this one is a completely different situation than theirs with the Revolution, for sure.
All right, I'm going to root for another 3-0. I want 3 goals from Chattanooga FC and 0 COVID positive test. Does that sound good?
That would be magnificent. Yes, it would.
All right. Well, listen, Peter, thank you so much. Safe travels to you guys. I hope it's a healthy trip and a productive trip, and congrats on the start that you've gotten since play has resumed, and we always appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
No, guys, thank you, and thank you for your willingness to get us as a club on, and for the fact that you've really looked out for us through all of this. So thank you.
All righty. Thanks again, Peter. Safe travels.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. 648-1051 is your number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back. Still plenty to get to on this Press Row. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.